All right, so this is our second teaser for... Actually, no, I guess it's our third teaser.
It would be the third.
The first teaser was...
So when are you going to give it up, man? What's it? Just like to tease people? Is that the deal?
That's what it is. I'm just trying because we don't have the first show done yet. And
just driving them nuts.
I mean, I am.
It's just going to be a frenzy when
but
it comes out.
But this is the last teaser episode. This is teaser three.
Lots of uncontrollable moaning and just...
Now I'm going to have to put explicit on this. Thanks a lot, Daryl. But this one, so the first one was just telling people there was a podcast coming. The second one was introducing Brandon to the podcast listening world. And now this one, we're going to talk about our theme music because we're actually going to debut the theme song at the end of this conversation. And we're going to play it in its entirety because on the show, you're not going to hear the whole thing. So, but it's great. And Daryl, you not only wrote it, but you recorded it. So, and it's really terrific. So, I wanted to have a moment to actually stop and appreciate the North American Wood Ape Conservancy podcast theme song. I'm still not giving up the name of the podcast.
I was wondering if we're going to give up the
name
on this one. No,
not yet.
Going to wait for the first release.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Daryl, first of all, what is the song called?
This song is actually called "The Seekers." You know, it's kind of cool because I had a really cool conversation with Daniel Falconer and Alton Higgins and Ken Helmer this past week when we were out in the field. I'm not sure how we got on the subject, but they were asking all kinds of questions. So it was kind of a little prep for this teaser because they were asking, I guess, all the questions that y'all are going to ask.
Man, you should have recorded that.
So, it was just, I know you and I had conversations back when we first started brainstorming about this podcast, and you had thrown a lot of ideas at me. And so I was very inspired, and I am a longtime musician, longtime artist. I don't really do much anymore, but I was professional for quite a few years and have a lot of time logged in recording studios and writing songs and that sort of thing. And so I was very pleased to be able to write a theme song for the podcast. And, listening to the Bigfoot Show, I was able to draw some inspiration from some of your episodes, and particularly one episode that you used the theme for In Search Of, which I think is just a fantastic song. So, I started thinking about what do we want this thing to sound like, and I drew inspiration from that. I thought, well, these 70s TV shows, those have a really cool sound. So maybe we could do some sort of retro sound, you know, that sort of harkens back to the 1970s, these 1970s documentaries, on the Sasquatch when people really knew how to do documentaries well.
Right.
And so that's what I did. I thought, okay. Let me sit down and think about some songs that I really liked that were theme songs from the 70s. In Search Of was one. Then there was the Hawaii Five-O, which I thought was it's one of the best theme songs for a TV show ever.
Maybe ever. It's got to be in the top five.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has that awesome backbeat. So I thought, okay, I want that backbeat. I want that in there. I want the sort of the hook line, something similar to what you have in Search Of. And then, of course, all these 70s theme songs, they're all really heavily laden with horns. Mm-hmm. So, I thought French horns, trombones, that'll be cool. And then I thought, oh, another one that I liked. The $6 Million Man, that's another one that I thought was pretty cool.
I think I also mentioned to you the theme from The Wild World of, was it The Wild World of Animals or The Wild?
Yes.
What was the name of that show? I stole that song.
That was before my time.
Clearly. I think you were maybe still wearing diapers when that show came out. But I totally get what you're saying. I mean, those, for some reason, the songs from the 70s just had a feel. And that's exactly what we talked about.
So we just sort of took all those songs and drew inspiration from them. And, that's how I came up with the idea for The Seekers. And then I went here to a 32-track digital studio, and about $2,500 later, we had a nice theme tune and some segment transition pieces. Like you said, I played all the instruments, and it took about a day to get it all down and get it mixed and mastered, and then we had it.
So you played every instrument on the recording?
Every instrument. Now, Let me say
that. I didn't know you could play the French horn.
Well, you can if you use sampled French horns on a keyboard and you know how to play a keyboard. So those are actual French horn samples. I mean, they're actually French horns you're hearing, but I'm playing them by virtue of a keyboard. Same with the trombone. They're sampled bits that are on the keyboard. Okay. And you play them and you fool around with them a little bit to give them sort of the nuances of someone. You can even add air and that sort of thing to make it sound like somebody's actually blowing on the trombone or the French horn. And we did that. We went to a lot of links to make it, you know, to make it sound the best we could. So
is it you and a producer, or what does it look like?
Yeah, Steve Rosas, he owns the studio, and he co-produced it with me. We collaborated on everything, and you know, I would shoot an idea toward him, and he would shoot it back to me, and he would come up with some things, and you know, we came out with that final product, and I was very pleased with it, and then I took it to the organization in AWAC and played it for everybody, in particular you, Brian. I wanted to get your feedback on it, and you were very pleased with it, so I said, I think we've got a keeper here. And you know, I had some other ideas in case this one didn't go over very well, but so it went over very well, and you know, we decided to keep it.
Well, there's other ideas we can use on our next podcast.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It just, like I said, it's not cheap to do it. If you want to do it right, it does cost a bit. And so, you know, that's just another way of expressing that we're not in this to make money. We spend money. Right. We spend lots of money. So.
Yeah. You know, we're really trying to do this. It took a long time to get here, and it's taken a long time to get to the first episode, but we really want to do something that is as good as we can possibly make it. And I think that the approach you took on the song and the, how it turned out, I just think that's exemplary of what we're trying to do here.
And we've known about this song for almost a year now. And ever since you released it to us, Daryl, it's been in my head constantly.
It's just the ringtone on his phone when you call him. That's what it plays.
Yeah, I played it for Daniel and Sawbones, Ken Helmer, and Alton Higgins. And they just kept singing it. I said, "See, that's perfect. That's what we want. That's called a hook line, and that's what, you know, da 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 da. That's supposed to stick in your head, and it does. And so
it's an earworm. That's what they call it.
Yeah, it's an earworm. It's a hook line. It's exactly right. And that's, you know, mission accomplished. So,
all right. Well, I think we should just get right to the song.
Yeah, let's play the whole thing,
and then we'll and that'll be it. And the next time you hear our voice, it'll be the first episode of the North American Wood Ape Conservancy podcast.
Yeah. Yet untitled.
Well, it's titled.
Titled to be revealed.
Titled. Yeah. We're trying to draw this out, create a little buzz. Let's hear the song.